Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good to see all of you here this morning. And we just invite each and every one of you to enter in to what the Lord has for you today, because He's a good God, isn't He?
Amen.
And He has a word for each and every person here today. So be ready to hear what He has for you today and enter in. Praise God. And I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, if you just raise your hand, and our ushers would give you a card this morning. And let's give our visitors a hand clap of welcome today. Amen. We just thank all of you for being here. And I just want to start out with a blessing, speaking a blessing over you. So be ready to receive what God has for you today. God is a good God, isn't He?
Amen.
He blesses His people. It's His will and His desire for you to be blessed. So I declare in the name of Jesus that your steps are ordered of the Lord. I declare you are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God, led in right paths according to the perfect will of God, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare you walk in the divine wisdom of God. You have perfect knowledge and understanding in every situation and every circumstance. I declare you and your household are blessed of the Lord. I declare your finances are blessed. The spirit of debt is destroyed because of the anointing that breaks the yoke of debt. I call you debt free in Jesus' name. I declare your body is strong, healthy, and whole. Nothing missing and nothing broken. You walk in divine health. I declare peace over your mind. I declare you have soundness of mind. You have the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. I declare the angels of God surround you and keep you. Excuse me. The angels of God surround you and keep you and protect you and your household. You're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen. Just one little quick announcement. Wanda will be teaching tonight about the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And so you'll want to hear that. Amen.
Yes.
Is neighbor looking time? Look at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor. Do not hit or poke your neighbor in any way or prod. And say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
ever
be the same again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We'll bow your heads at this time, and we're going to speak over this service today. Father, we just lift up each and every person today, Father God, and ask for your blessings, Father God, that you just move and minister in each and every heart and each and every life, Father God, this day. And we ask for your anointing, Father, on this word this day, Father God. Ask for your anointing on Pastor as he brings forth the word today, Father God. And Lord, we just lift our minds and our hearts to you today. We lift up our spiritual ears to hear your word today, Father God, and we receive. And we thank you, Father, for what you're about to do in this service, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give God another
praise
hand
God.
Clap of praise,
praise
this
God.
Morning.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Philippians.
Yay.
Hallelujah. Chapter 4 and verse 19. In the King James, it says, "But my God shall supply all your need." My God. That's a personal God. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Phillips translation says, "My God shall supply all that you need from His glorious resources in Christ Jesus." Psalms 23 and verse number 1 says in the King James, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." In the NIV, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. The New Living says, the Lord is my shepherd and I have all that I need. The Living Bible says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Because He's my shepherd. Do you need a car? God is your source. Do you need a job? God is your source. Do you need a house? God is your source. Do you need clothes? God is your source. Do you need food? God is your source. Do you need money for college? God is your source. Don't look to your job as your source. You may have more than one job, but they are not your source. You could lose your job or you could lose multiple jobs, but you did not lose your source. God is your source. And He wants us to know and recognize that. Don't look to your Social Security check as your source. Don't look to your 401k as your source. Don't look to your relatives as your source. Don't look to your bank account as your source. Now, years ago, you know, we've been pastoring 24 years, and it came a point when I was working at the factory. I'd been at the factory for 15 years, and there came a point when I was working at the factory that I got bumped back to second shift. Now, we're pastoring the church, and I can't be there on Wednesday nights. Well, how many of you know it's important that I be there on Wednesday nights, being the pastor? Hang on. Now, some of y'all got revelation just then. Y'all didn't know we had church on Wednesday nights. Wait. So if it's important that I be here on Wednesday nights, let's just take a little side journey. Then it's important that you be here on Wednesday nights. Whew, that was so good. I know. I'm going to stop preaching and I'm meddling now. Me and Pastor Sharon, we prayed and prayed and prayed. I've been at that job 15 years. Everything was tied up in that job. Our retirement was tied up in that job. Our finances was tied up in that job. Our medical stuff was tied up in that job. And Benjamin, at that time, he still had surgeries in front of him. And we prayed and prayed and prayed, and we felt like God said, quit your job, that this is the time. So I did. Now, I had a job in real estate at that time. I'd had it for years, but nothing was going on. Our church income at that time was $600 a month. Now, how many of you can live off of $600 a month? Oh, my. It got so quiet in here. I left churches then. I just changed. We were believing that God's going to make a way because God told us to do it. We were in the perfect will of God. Well, in real estate, absolutely nothing was going on. Nada. Zero. Zilch. Goose eggs. Do you get the picture? Yeah. Nothing's going on. Okay, but we were in the will of God. I went months without a sale. The pressure was on, but God was our source. I remember I was really pressure. Pressure was on me. I remember we got a water bill at that time. We had been paying all of our bills, and a water bill come up, and there wasn't money in the checking account for that water bill. And I said, Lord, You told us to do this. You told us to do this. I didn't just do it. Now, sometimes we get in trouble because we just do it. We get mad and we do it. We make a fleshly reaction to something and we pay a price for it in our flesh, but that's our own fault. But we prayed about this decision for a long time, and God told us it was the time to do it. I said, this is on You, God. This is not on me. It's like Wanda was talking about. I'm in covenant with You. Well, a check came in the mail that covered the water bill. It was from somebody that just felt like, well, they wrote on there that God told them to send a check. And so we did. We paid the water bill, and that was it. We're praying, and I'm working in real estate, and I'm pastoring the church, and nothing is going on. And this went for a month, and 2 months, and 3 months, and 4 months. Nothing is going on. No sales, no closings, nothing. And then we're entering in the fifth month. It was October of that year, and I'm under pressure. And I remember the Lord, He's so good to us and He's so gracious. I had a mini vision. I wasn't somebody that had visions or mini visions, but I had a mini vision. And I saw a tree and had fruit on this tree, and the limbs on this tree, it was just slap full of fruit. And the limbs on the tree, the fruit on the tree was so heavy, it drug that tree down. It was almost touching the ground with the fruit that was on that tree. And the Lord showed me, as soon as I saw it, I knew what He was saying. The season is changing. And you're fixing to enter into that season. The season you've been planting, you've been watering, but now you're fixing to harvest what you've been sowing. And I'm fixing to do this. In the month of October that year, we had made nothing for months. In the month of October, we made $10,000 in real estate in 1 month. And how you know, God can make up to you what you feel like that He needs, you know, that you've lost. God can make it up to you. But it doesn't come every Friday, but it does come. God's got a payday coming. I assure you, God is your source of supply, and He's got a payday coming. You will be tested on whether you're going to get your payday or not, but if you'll stand firm, I'm telling you, your payday, you'll receive your payday. Don't look to people as your source. Keep your eyes on God. If you get upset because man doesn't help you, God may have told him not to help you. You say, what? I've helped them. No, God may have told them not to help you to grow you up spiritually, to get your eyes off of them who are not your source and on Him who is your source. If we're all upset and mad and aggravated because somebody's not helping us, that's showing that we're not trusting God as our source. We're putting pressure or trying to put pressure on other people as our source. We look to friends and relatives as our source. And God is saying, I'm your source. Seek me and not people. God may use people, but seek Him and let Him decide how He wants to do it. Trust God as your source. Now, if you will, get your Bibles and go to Matthew 6, starting verse number 24. You cannot serve two masters, God and money. For you will hate the one and you'll love the other, or else the other way around. This is in the Living Bible. So my counsel is, don't worry about things, food and drink and clothes, for you already have life and a body, and they're far more important than what you eat and wear. Look at the birds. They don't worry about what to eat. They don't need to sow or reap or store up food, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are far more valuable to Him than they are. Will all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothes? Look at the field lilies. They don't worry about theirs. Yet King Solomon in all his glory was not clothed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't He much surely care for you, O men of little faith? So don't worry at all about having enough food and clothing. Why be like the heathen? For they take pride in all these things and are deeply concerned about them. But your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them. And He will give them to you if you will give Him first place in your life and live as He wants you to do. Maybe on your job, maybe you feel you deserve a promotion or a raise, and maybe you do. Don't resent the place you work for or the people that you work for because you don't get the raise that you feel that you should have got or the promotion you should have got. Don't be mad at your boss and start talking bad about your boss and your job. Your problem is not looking to God as your source properly. And if you keep talking bad about your boss and your job, you are cursing your job. And no good will come out of that. Oral Roberts, he's a minister, and I know you've heard of him, but said that he was upset when the first church that he was pastoring, he was in the ministry. He said he's got his small family, and he's going to school, and they were struggling to live. And God showed him, you got your eyes on the wrong thing. He was looking at his church board or his people, his congregation. He said, you got your eyes on the wrong thing. I am your source. Sometimes people come here at Oasis Christian Center through the years and they have a hard time and we're able to help them in some way. But maybe we aren't able to help them the next time. Or maybe we're not able to help them the first time because maybe we didn't have the resources as a church at that time in that fund. But they get mad and they leave. It's because they're looking to the church as their source. And the church is not their source. God is their source. We want to help people. We want to help everybody. But you have to keep your eyes on God. If you and I put God first and keep Him first, God, who is our source, will get the provision to us, all the provision we need. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. I've told this before. I probably will tell it all my life. And I know a pastor that closed his church because his biggest tither left. He was telling me about it one day. I'm going to have to close the church. I said, why are you going to close the church? He said, my biggest tither left. And I said, and that's really not true, because God is his source. He just didn't recognize it as his source. So God would have brought the money in, even from the outside, if he'd have needed to. God had people that are not even members that'll give to support the work of God. He'll bring those people in. I know in this building, years ago, we were going to go to closing on this building. And we, you know, had the talks with the owners of this building, and we'd already had the contract, and we'd already been to the bank. And the bank said, you're approved for the loan. Everything's good. They set the closing date. They said, you don't need to bring any money. I said, that's great. Everything's good. And then we got to about, I don't know, a week and a half out. And the bank president called me, and he said, we had the board meeting this morning. He said, everything's good. He said, but you will need to bring $10,000. That's what the board decided. I said, okay. And I'm thinking, oh God. I didn't tell him that, but I was thinking, oh Jesus, help me. I don't know what we're going to do because we ain't got $10,000. And then we're praying about it, and I got a call from the owner of the building. I thought, well, he's probably just talked to the bank. And the owner of the building, he said, I know we're going to closing, you know, in the next few days. He said, but I just want to let you know, I got a call from a man that wants to rent the back of the building. And he said, he wants me to go ahead and do a deal with him. And he said, I don't think it'd be right for me to do a deal, and you're going to own the building. In my mind, I'm thinking, we ain't going to own the building. You better go ahead and cut the deal with him, because I don't know what we're going to do, but dear Jesus, help me. I didn't say any of that. I said, oh, that's wonderful. Yes, that'd be great. And so he gave me the guy's name, and he told me the guy was going to call or whatever, back and forth. I don't remember if I called him or he called me. I don't remember, but I remember him calling and saying he was a cash guy. He said, and I want to rent the back part of that building. I want it for a year. And at that time, we had absolutely nothing in the back part of this building. It was just storage area. And I said, okay. And he said, I want to make you I want you to see. Actually, he told us to give him an amount. Because he needed an amount for the whole year. He's going to pay it up front in cash. Well, now let's see. Let's see if inquiring minds can figure out the amount. I bet every one of y'all know the amount that we gave the man. I think me and Ish and Ken, it took us about 2 minutes to pray over that. I don't even think it was 2 minutes. I think it was a lot quicker than that. $10,000, that's the amount that he needs to pay. $10,000 is what he did pay. We went to closing just like everything was just all set up. God did that. God is our source. You can have faith in your heart with doubt in your head. I know I've had that plenty of times. That was God showing us, I'm your source. I called you to do this. I'll make a way when there seems to be no way. I was in real estate for a lot of years, and I've never seen someone ever pay a year in advance on something like that. Now, maybe I'm not knowing, but I've never seen that before. I mean, that was just God. Everybody say, the bank is not my source. Now, I don't want you to take that wrong and think that the bank, you couldn't have favor with the bank, because you could. But I said that for a reason. There was a couple that I was looking for a house for years ago. And we were hunting houses. And then we were getting them approved through the bank, and they had very bad credit. No bank would touch them, period. And they were really wanting a house, and they had these small children, and they needed a house really bad. They'd been praying about it, and they decided they had prayed about it, and they were just going to start praising God that he'd worked it out. He's their source. He's taking care of it. So I found a house that was perfect for them, and I called the realtor on the other end of the deal, and I said, is there any way your owner would owner finance this to them, because their credit's not good? And she said, I don't know. She said, I'll call them and find out. The owner said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll own our finance. So this house that this couple was believing for, this couple and their children, God made a way for them, even though their credit was bad. See, we say, God, you can do this, but. You could do this, but. but this is in the way. This is impossible. This is the reason it can't be done. And God's saying, I can remove all that and I can make a way when there seems to be no way because I'm your source. And he did, and they moved in that house. Jerry Savelle, you know, you've heard me talk about him a lot, Jerry Savelle, the evangelist Jerry Savelle. He said he had built a hospital in Kenya, and it was his deal to believe for the finances to build the hospital in Kenya. And Oral Roberts' ministry was going to come behind him and staff it with a staff for that hospital ministry. And he said that they got everything done, everything's in, the hospital's built, everything's ready. They're going to have an opening ceremony where they're going to open it or whatever. Him and Brother Oral are going to Kenya in a couple of 2 or 3 days or whatever. He said he gets a call from his administrator that's overseas in Kenya. And the administrator says, well, the country has decided that in order for you to open the hospital, they need $30,000 more or you're not going to open the hospital. He said, well, that's great because we don't have $30,000 more. They put every penny they had into that hospital. They didn't have anything. He started praying about it. He was preaching a seminar before they left or whatever. And said he's getting on the elevator with some people. He's walking on the elevator. There's him and somebody, people from his ministry and whatever. And he said the elevator's going up. He said gets onto a floor and this lady in a jogging suit gets on the elevator. Looked like she'd just been out for a jog or whatever. And he said he didn't know her. He didn't think she knew him. He didn't say anything. Said a couple of floors later, she gets off before it's his floor. And as she's stepping off the elevator, she turns around and she gives him something. And she said, Brother Jerry, she said, in my prayer time this morning, God showed me I was going to run into you today and that I was to give you this. And she stepped off the elevator. The doors are closing. And he was like, thank you. He said, I don't know this lady from Adam. I've never seen her, don't know her, have no background, don't even know her name. And undoubtedly she may have been a partner of his or something, but he'd never seen her before. Well, inquiring white minds want to know. It was a check for $30,000. $30,000. Exactly what he needed to do that. He said, if you looked at this lady in the jogging suit, and you're trying to figure out who could possibly give us a check for our ministry for $30,000 today, it was not the lady in the jogging suit. She did not look capable of writing a $30,000 check. God's got things for us with people that we would never imagine or circumstances we couldn't even dream up. Oral Roberts University was $74 million in debt. Now, I have a question for you. Is anybody in here in $74 million in debt? Have you almost been $74 million in debt? Almost. But you're not $74 million in debt. Well, they're going to close the ministry because they don't have enough. The creditors are calling the notes and they're having a board meeting. They've already set up this board meeting with all their board guys. And they're going to close the ministry. It's all over the papers in Tulsa about the ministry's going to close and all the debt and everything. There's a guy reading the newspaper. He said, this is not right. He said, this college is doing a lot of good for God. He said, this is not right. This man had no connection to that college. He knew nobody there. He knew nobody at all, even anybody that went there. Nobody, nada. He said, I'm going to take care of that. He paid $74 million. They had the board meeting, and at the board meeting where they're fixing to shut it down, $74 million was given, and they kept the ministry open. The ministry's open today. You can say what you want to. One minute you can be $74 million in debt fixing to close the doors, and the next minute you can be totally debt-free because God is your source. You say, well, how did somebody that had no connection to it? Because God. God can use somebody that has no connection to you. Charles Capps, he was a Bible minister, and he was also a farmer. And he said that there was a real bad drought in Arkansas. And nobody hardly around him was going to plant their crops that year. It's just too bad of a drought, and there's just no way they're going to plant. And he's thinking like they are. There's just not a chance I'm gonna plant this year because it's a waste. He said the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, I want you to plant. And he's like, really? He said his mind was like, that doesn't make sense. He said, not only do I want you to plant, he said, all these other farmers around you, he said, they're not planting. Lease their land and plant on their land too. His mind said, you a fool. It's a drought. There is nothing. But he did what God told him. He leased all their property. He planted on all their property. He got the biggest harvest he's ever got, ever, since being a farmer. See, because God is your source. God can tell you to do something that looks totally against your intellectual thinking. And so many times he does do against our intellectual thinking. But okay, I got another one for you. There's this lady. She happened to be at a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This is cool. She's spending all of her vacation time trying to put God first in her life, and she's going on her vacations to all the partner things that they're doing, all these meetings where, you know, the believers' meetings or whatever. She's flying. She's going wherever. She is on a plane going to Canada for one of the meetings they had in Canada. And said that she's sitting there on the plane and she's tired. She's headed to the meeting. She's just like stretched out. And all of a sudden, a barefoot with like painted toenails shoves her arm. It's from somebody in the seat behind her on the plane who had taken their shoes off and stuck feet in her personal space. She said she was like all of us. She was like, I'm fixing to tell that lady that's my personal space. And she was getting really upset. And she said, the Holy Spirit said, no, don't do it. Don't say nothing. And she was like, okay, I'm going to walk in love. I'm not going to say anything. Said that she didn't say anything. And she, a few minutes later, the Holy Spirit showed her how funny it was because the devil was trying to get her in the flesh. So she whipped out her cell phone because she thought how funny it was. This lady has got a toenail painted foot sitting right there in her personal space. So she does a picture on her cell phone. She does a little video and shows her expression, then shows the painted toenails right there next to her arm and how crazy this looks. It was the 33 second video that she did. She posted it to her Facebook as she's going to the meeting. She gets out of the service of meetings that day. 50,000 hits were on that. They'd seen it 50,000 times. She gets out of the series of meetings and she's going home. She gets to her home. She checks it. 500,000 people had seen it. She gets a call. It was viral. She gets a call. It's from a licensing company. They said, we want to pay you. It was a chunk of change. It was a lot of money. They said, we want to pay you X amount of dollars, and we want to license this video. We want to shop it around and get as many views on it as we can in all the directions we can, and we'll pay you for this money up front, and then we'll pay you for everybody that views it. You say, well, it's already been seen 500,000 times. Okay, the last I checked, it was 27 million times on Facebook, 300,000 times on YouTube. Now it's on Instagram. Now somebody overseas in Germany wants it. It's going everywhere. And it's a stupid little nothing that you wouldn't think anything about, somebody with their cell phone, and it made her wealthy. God is her source, and it was a silly little idea. She's still making money on this today. I've told this before. One time we were praying about a need years and years ago. I looked in the junk drawer. There's a watch, a little face of a watch that doesn't work. Well, I was at my mom's. We were at my mom's, and the face of that watch was on the back of a magazine in her house, an AARP magazine. And I said, that's just like the one we got in the junk drawer. I got $1,100 for that watch that doesn't work. Matter of fact, when they got it, they said, wow, this is in really good shape and it works and everything. I was like, it didn't work when I sent it to you. Because I'd already had it checked. I was trying to have the battery put in it, you know. It didn't work until. So God has a way. Now, if I'm not looking at God at my source, every time we have a need, I'll go to the junk drawer and I'll look because I think, well, God did it one time, He can do it again. There could be something else in that junk drawer. But see, that's not my source. The person that helped you last time is not your source. One time, never had him do this before. I've never done this before. We had, when Benjamin, one of his surgeries, the insurance had paid and there was still $5,000 left over for the doctor. And we were praying about, you know, how to pay the doctor. And I remember I got an impression. I didn't even know what that was, but I got an impression. It was a talk to the doctor and ask him, would he take the insurance, what they paid, as his payment in full? And I was like, I can't do that. And it kept coming to me. And so we were in there with the doctor, with Benjamin, and I said, would you be willing to take what the insurance paid you as your full amount for your bill? This is over $5,000. He said, oh, sure, I'll do that. See, the reason y'all didn't get more excited on that because it wasn't your $5,000 that you owed. If that was your $5,000 that you owed, you would have been shouting right now. You'd been like, woo! I bought a camera one time from a guy that I work with. Paid $65 for that camera. I remember we were praying about some stuff, and I remember Pastor Sharon said, what did you do? I said, I bought this camera. Uh-huh. And she didn't quite have the vision that I had at that moment. Sometimes you have to get people on board to have the vision. She didn't quite have the vision that I had at that moment. And we put that camera in the paper and sold it for $365. God had $300 sitting there extra profit. God's got stuff that you can put your hands to. He's got stuff in junk drawers. He's got stuff, I'm telling you, that He can do for you. If you believe Philippians 4:19, God will supply all your needs according to His riches, you will tithe. You will give offerings. You will give to others. You will think about ways to give because you trust that God will take care of you. If you don't believe, you won't. You can give because you know God is your source, not your job, not your Social Security check. God Almighty is your source. I can give because God is my source. My source can give me more. My source never runs out. My source can give me more. He is El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. I want Pastor Sharon, if she come, and I want Carla and Crystal to come. God wants us to really know and believe that He is our source. I want Ish to throw up something for me on the big screen. God is our source, and He can provide a diesel truck. This is Amanda and Calvin Jennings, their new truck. They were praying about this truck last week. Let's see. He is my source for a job.
Praise God. They are determined to get me up here. A few weeks ago, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, I had spoken to the pastors after church, and I said, I asked God to increase my tithes. Didn't say I was looking for a job. I just wanted God to increase my tithes. So I had been talking to my friend Wanda, and I was thinking about going into substitute teaching. But then I was like, no, I want to go into something else. And she was like, uh-uh, girl. She's like, you do not want to be in the corporate world. Go in. And she said, just be a substitute teacher. You can make your own schedule. So I said, okay. So I went in and put in the application. And they said it was going to be 4 to 6 weeks before I would hear anything about the job, about my license to substitute. So I said, okay, no problem. The next week, I got a call saying that my license was in. And I said, okay. And the week after that, I started working. So I have actually been employed with Lee County School District for the past 2 weeks. And this is going to start week three.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Well, on top of that, because I love kids, love them. Before I started the job, I started praying about it. And now I have 3 schools that I am on their preferred list. So I'll get
Praise
the call
God.
Before anyone else.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Okay, she's not going to talk.
That's okay. That's okay.
So I'll give her testimony for her. She had been looking for a job and everything, and she kept, every time she would put in an application, she would actually call them because she hadn't heard from them. And she would go in for the interviews and wouldn't get the job. Well, Saturday, she got a call from Justice, and they said that they saw her resume, and they were so impressed by it that they had to see her because of her volunteer work and her academics and things like that, being on National Beta Club, things like that. So she goes in for the interview for her interview on Sunday when we left here. Tuesday, she got the job.
Praise God.
Yeah. Okay, there's more. So the lady tells her that she's going to send her the information so that she can fill it out and get her on the schedule. And she's like, I don't see it. They had sent it to her 1 week prior to calling her in for the interview.
Praise
God.
She
already had the job.
Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Awesome.
Glory to God.
God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor taught about suddenlies last Sunday
Amen.
Morning, and
Amen.
We have been seeing some suddenlies,
Amen.
And he's not
Amen.
Through. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God has still got suddenlies for you
Amen.
If you haven't already experienced any. And at this time, we ask the choir to come up, and they have a special song for us this morning, and I know it will bless you. And I just wanted to give a short word about at the time Pastor was talking about when Benjamin was born and he had surgeries and he was going through all the problems that he had. Y'all come on up. I'm just trying to give y'all time to get in place. Plus, I wanted to share this. At that time, it looked like the least favorable time to quit your job, but the Lord was dealing with me to quit my job mm-hmm. because Benjamin needed me at home mm-hmm. to take care of him.
That's right.
And we thought, you know, with our bills and everything worse than ever before, with the medical mm-hmm. bills and everything piling mm-hmm. on top of us, we thought this is the worst time for me to quit my job mm-hmm. in the natural. But God is a supernatural God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I did quit. We both agreed for me to quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, only God could do it. We ended up making more money.
That's true.
Or having more money
That's
at
true.
The end of the month
That's
than
true.
We did when I was working.
That's true.
Now, I'm not saying that ladies, you need to quit your job. And God is going to make y'all have more money at the end of the month. I'm saying when you hear God
uh-huh.
and make him your source of supply, mm-hmm. amen, mm-hmm. he will work things out in mm-hmm. a way that only he can do it.
Amen.
So we're not looking at things when the Lord speaks to us. Mm-hmm. We're not looking at things in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to him as the source, and he will work it out in a supernatural way. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.